Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Allison.
Hello, hello. Here we go with Vireo. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm good.
I was just seeing if I can formulate my question clearly. I was trying to understand the difference between, and I don't remember the exact names right now, one where I can teach the material myself and one where I can be a coach. And then, so what was the difference between the two, and what if I wanted to kind of do both? How does that work?
Okay. All right. And if you could tell me, Vireo, what series you're looking at, because there's some differences between professional and coaching certification depending upon which series you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. The one I wanted to start with was, I'm just seeing if I can pull it up here, Empowering Men.
Empowering Men. Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to save that and collect more questions just because that isn't an easy pickoff. Was there anything else that you wanted to know?
Not at this moment.
Okay. All right. So after I collect the other questions, I will answer that question and I'll check back with you to make sure you got what you needed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And then Janelle, you have the microphone.
Great. Thank you. I've got three questions, and my first one is a little similar to the one that was just asked. My question around that is, if I start with doing the coaching certification, can I later upgrade to doing the professional certification to incorporate it in my own business?
But
to do it later, because the business part isn't quite up and running yet.
All right.
The second question is around the teaching requirements that we need to do in between the in-person meetings over the year. I was assuming you'd probably talk about that. And then the third is the research. I was assuming that we would be interviewing women and men and doing our own research that way, but what exactly does that entail?
Okay.
And that was it.
Very clear. And again, there's a little bit of an effect for what you're asking about, depending on what topic series you're considering.
Empowering Women is the topic that I was going to choose.
Okay, perfect. All right, yeah, I can, again, it's involved, so I'm going to collect Tina's questions and then I'll come back and answer that, but we can handle all of those, not a problem.
Great, thank you.
All right, perfect. And then... Tina and then Jules, I see your hand up now, so I'll be back with you in a second. Tina.
Okay, I have you on speaker. Does it sound clear enough?
It's fine.
Or should I take it off speaker?
I'm fine. I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Understand you?
My first question has sort of been asked already, but I'll just say it. How would I add professional certification later if I just did coaching certification to begin with?
Okay.
The second question, I think I know, but just to clarify, does coaching certification allow me to coach my own clients or just PACS clients if I only do coaching certification?
Yep.
And I would be looking at Empowering Men and probably 2018.
Empowering Men... in 2018. Okay. So obviously not a question that you need to get answered to decide to register today to not miss out on the $500 discount.
Right.
Okay. All right. Cool. It doesn't mean I won't answer them. I was just a lot of people lose their last chance to ask you this stuff because I read that at midnight. So, all right, perfect. I can answer those questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm glad you're planning ahead, by the way. That's
yeah.
a smart thing to do with this program, for sure. Okay, and Jules. Hey there.
Hi, Allison.
Is this the same Jules who's already registered in one of my series?
It is, yes. I was on a call, I think, two of the Q&A calls ago, and yeah, super excited.
Well, I have to tell you that Adrienne was a little bummed that you picked How to Partnership instead of Empowering Women, but she was really glad that you picked for yourself, but
you know, it was a tough one. I had to really sit with it for a long time. And now I'm in the place. So the question that I have for you today is I know that you don't encourage people to do more than one of the topic series at a time. I just happen to have this sabbatical year that I have maybe a little more time available to focus on something like this.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I just want to take all of them.
okay.
And I definitely am interested in the parenting one next year, so I'm glad I'm doing the relationship one. That was part of the reason I chose to do that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I would probably do Empowering Men.
Okay.
So I guess I would just maybe like a little more clarification around what that would look like teamed up with the relationship. One of the examples that you gave in another Q&A was how you can sort of tag team some of the assignments.
Yep.
You can streamline it a little bit. So I guess maybe I would like to know if Empowering Men or Understanding Women would be more beneficial to tag with the relationship course.
With Heart of Partnership. Okay. Yeah, I can answer all of that. And it's a good sign that you're having a sabbatical year. It's a really good sign you're having a sabbatical year. That makes it actually not a bad thing to be considering. So
okay,
all right. So I'll definitely. You're welcome. All right. So that's all for me to collect right now, and I'm going to go ahead and put down your hands, which means that you can raise them newly if you need to with a follow-up question, and I'll know you have it and can circle back. So let me start with the difference between professional and coaching certification and what about both, and can you start with one and go to the other? And and that should clarify some things, which also includes Tina's question about coaching your own clients. So we have two different kinds of certification for several reasons, and that might help to understand the difference between them. So this year was the first year we offered coaching certification. And it came from the recognition that there are people who have no desire or enjoyment in teaching groups of people, that their gift is one-on-one, or their comfort zone is one-on-one, or where their attention naturally goes, it's what they love to do, or what their businesses are already set up for. They love that one-on-one interaction. And recognizing that coincided with the development at PAX of our online curriculum, which all five Queen's Code workshops will be available by webinar by April 21st. And the fact that our live in-person workshops have a coaching element as a bonus with them, and PAX needs more coaches to fulfill that need. And we want to provide coaching and support for the people in the on-demand program. So all those things came together with us offering coaching for the first time this year. And I was surprised, actually, by the request for that, how popular that was as an option. We only offered it in a couple of series this year. In 2016, in 2017, we realized halfway throughout the year that we actually wanted them in all of them. So what's normal now is for almost everyone who's been doing professional certification to add coaching to their professional certification. And probably about half of the people in coaching certification have added professional to their certification. So that add one or the other, we experienced this year, and how it turned out is working just fine. So let me continue with the difference, and then I'll tell you how to add one to the other. So there's several places where the differences show up. Obviously, there's a difference in tuition between coaching certification and professional certification. The difference in tuition comes from that for a very small price, an incredibly low price, we license the professional certification folks to create, in some cases, their own live in-person programs with our material. So there's a limitation on that for Heart of Partnership and Empowering Women. And for Empowering Men and Intentional Dating and Heart of Partnership, Heart of Partnership and Empowering Women are where you can create your own live in-person programs. For Empowering Men and Intentional Dating, you can create virtually anything. The only restriction in the contract is not if we're already developing that. So we keep a close relationship and communication, and you can ask us. And even in the Heart of Partnership and Empowering Women license, you can come and ask for an exception. I know we're not supposed to create a webinar. We're not licensed to create webinars, but would you let me do a webinar on this? Because this is my market. Could I do it in Farsi? Absolutely. Do it in Farsi. Please do it in Farsi. Could I do it for elementary school children? Please. Could I write a children's book? Please. Could I do a specialty for psychiatrists who work with depression? Oh, I was hoping someone would. So the license is written in a particular way, and if there's some exception to that you need to know before you start, then you want to send a message to me immediately. And if it's just something you're hoping but it's not what you need in order to decide, then you can ask me as the program's going on and I get to know you better, which makes it much easier for me to say yes. So there is that difference between those series in terms of huge permissions, like in every format currently known or ever known in the future to man, or live in-person programs or telephone coaching. And that's why we put the copies of the license right there on the website, so you can read what it gives you the permission for. Because some people, when they're debating between two series, pick the one with the bigger permissions, and that's completely legitimate. Now, so the price is one of the ways that there's a difference between professional coaching. The permission, the license is different. When you get coaching certification, you are actually working towards being hireable by PACS to coach our customers. That's why there's no license fee, because you're going to be coaching our customers under our direction. And you actually are paid as an employee of PACS when you're a coach. And it says some things on there, you know, under coaching about what we pay and that we don't guarantee how much time you'll spend coaching. So that's worth looking at. But we're training you to coach in our style for us. So, and third place that there's a difference in professional and coaching certification is in how you teach, how you meet the teaching requirements during the program. So if you're in coaching certification, you are required to meet the 10 people per month, per cycle, there's 8 cycles. So you learn a new topic in your series with each cycle. You're required to teach 10 individual people individually. So you teach 10 times to teach 10 people. And you're required to do it individually, and we really encourage you to do it on the phone, since our coaching happens on the phone and you need to attune your ears to the phone, not having all that body language and whatnot. If you are in professional certification, then you are hugely encouraged to teach the material in the way that you intend to teach the material. So if you intend to be a matchmaker, working with people one-on-one, that you teach that way. If you intend to create your own workshops for your existing clientele, you start teaching your existing clientele in live teachings workshop style. If you intend to do teaching by telephone conference, that you do that. If you intend to teach it by webinar, that you do that. So if you intend to use it in group therapy, we have a lot of therapists that we certify. If you intend to do it that way. So however you intend to use it, we encourage you to do your teaching, which you're required to teach a minimum of 10 people per cycle, that you do it in the way that you intend to use it, which allows you to develop it the way that you intend to, allows you to test it out the way that you intend to, allows you to find out if you're in love with doing it the way that you intend to. So that's how they shape each other. And then how people have been doing both is people started out at coaching certification because what seemed really comfortable was come work with PACS, and which you have to pass the coaching intensive in order to be hired by us, and you have to be someone that during the course of the program works the way that we do so that we want to hire you. So, for example, if you're a maverick and you like to do things your way, we will tell you, you should get professional certification because we are not going to hire you. Because we hire people who are really happy to do things our way. We're really blunt about that, as you can just hear. So we'll actually advise you, you should upgrade if we don't think you're a fit for being hired by PACS. We want you to succeed at this. We want it to reward you in every way it can. And so we'll tell you as soon as we can see you've got to change this or this isn't going to go well. So some people start coaching because they feel comfortable with working with PACS. Some people start coaching because that's what they already do in their own business. That's fine. And then some people who start because they want to work for PACS, as they're going along, they're finding out that they did research with a group and they loved it, and they find out they love groups more than they thought, and they actually want to teach groups. Or people are like, well, I know you're just going to teach me, but can my friend just sit here? And they find out that they're in love with groups, so that there's this demand in their community for them to come teach in groups, and they're having way more fun in the weekends learning how to teach groups than they thought they were. So, wow, I think I want to do this. So we've had people see way more applications for what they're learning than what they originally saw. Their horizons grow, and so they upgrade to professional. And the way they do it is they just pay the difference in the tuition. And then there are people who sign up for professional who want to learn how to coach pack style, because we're basically teaching you how to devise a custom program in an extremely short amount of time and execute it. So it's a way of listening, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of organizing information. And our coaching is heavily based on teaching people things. So there are people in professional certification who want to learn how to coach the way that we teach, or who are already going to be using it in a place they're already coaching, and they want to use our information and learn how we do it. So there's a lot of things that lead people in professional certification to sign up for the coaching intensive. And since this is the first year we're offering it, we are having people who've been certified in prior years that are coming back for the, just they're coming to the coaching certification. Now, if you're in professional certification and you go through the coaching intensive and you're successful, then on top of using it in your own business and the way that you're already doing things, you're also eligible to be hired by PAC. How you add the coaching certification to professional is you pay for it. It costs $1,000. And you pay for it by the fourth weekend of the workshop of mastery. So you pay for it in January to do it in March. So you can go from coaching and add professional. You can go from coaching and actually switch to professional. Like, I don't want to go to the intensive anymore. I just want to be professional. You can be in professional and add the intensive. We have it all worked out. And since FIT is a huge commitment of mine, it's part of my commitment to partnership and truth and freedom and contentment and empowerment. Every one of my noble qualities, FIT has a role. I'm committed to FIT, and I want FIT more than money. I want almost everything more than money, I think, except for maybe poverty. That's pretty funny, actually, to me. I come from a world of nonprofits where the only thing I couldn't stand was the poverty in it as a mindset. So there's no penalty. There's no penalty for the switching around between professional and coaching certification. The only time that there's a penalty is if you switch series, because each series has limited spaces, and our series have sold out in the past, and then someone doesn't sign up for mastery because their series wasn't available anymore, and now you just took a space that we can't fill. So that's the only time you're penalized, is if you sign up for one series and then switch to another series. Other than that, you can switch between coaching and professional. You can add coaching and professional. The loss of not doing it from the beginning is in the practice in teaching the way that you intend to teach. So especially if you think there's a strong likelihood that you'll switch from coaching and professional, you're better off just swallowing the higher payment that spreads that $2,000 out over the year, because as soon as you realize that you really want to be teaching groups or in other formats, you need to upgrade to professional, because you only have permission to teach individuals when you're in coaching certification. So to get the permissions to practice using the material the way that you intend to use it professionally, you need to be registered in professional. Okay. Let me see if there's anything along that line, and I'll see if there was a follow-up. So Vireo's the difference. What about both? If you start with, can you upgrade? That's how I wrote it anyway. Yes. The teaching requirements. Answered that. Haven't answered Janelle's research question yet. How would you add professional for Tina? Did that. Coaching your own clients. Tina, coaching your own clients would be a professional certification, which is available with huge permissions for empowering men. Maybe more than one. What does that look like? Okay, I haven't touched that at all. So let me just check for Vireo and Janelle and Tina. If you have a follow-up question to what I already addressed, the differences doing both, changing, how the teaching requirements are different between coaching and professional, if you would press 1, if you have a follow-up question to what I just addressed. And meanwhile, Josie, and I don't know if it's Kanaya, welcome. Okay, we do have a couple follow-up questions. All right, Vireo, you have the microphone.
Hello. I do understand the difference between what you've said already about professional and coaching in terms of the cost and coaching my own clients and coaching PAC's clients. The one question I have that I couldn't figure out from the website, you sort of alluded to it a bit, but I'm not totally clear on it, is what does it look like in terms of me showing up and going to the trainings? What's the time commitment,
what's
the dates? Do we all go to the same workshops? Are we?
Yes. Yeah, it's a great question. So because our coaching style is heavily teaching, transformation, change of point of view based, everything except for whether you're teaching individuals or your own audience in any way, everything is the same throughout the program until you get to the coaching intensive. So you're at the same weekends learning the same transformational teaching skills because they are necessary. Whether you're, even when you're teaching an individual, the same skills apply because there's no such thing as a group. There's no such thing as a group. There are gangs. There are gangs and what's a terrible word? I'll just let it be. There are gangs and there are mobs, but there are no groups. There are just a bunch of individuals sitting in the same place. So how you're effective with one individual is the same way that you're effective with a collection of individuals. And so you learn the topics the same way, you research the topics the same way, you journal your research, you demo your topic, everybody does it the same way, learning all the same skills, and throughout the year, and the only difference is how are you teaching it, one-on-one or your own deal, and then showing up at the coaching intensive. And just to be clear, the topic series is what you're teaching, so it's your content, and the weekends are how you teach, that you're actually teaching in a transformational way and teaching in a way that's authentic to who you are because you can't have transformation without that authenticity. So that's the year looks exactly the same except for are you doing 10 individuals or are you doing 2 groups of 5 or 3 groups of 3.5, you know, to make your requirements, 3 1/3, which you can't actually do. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. It was a great question. And I probably should do something on the website that makes it clear, because we're all together, because whatever you're teaching, it's the same skills. And it's actually fun to have these different topic series, because when you're practicing the skills in the weekend, everyone's practicing the skills from the information in their topic series. So it's really interesting because you're not all teaching the same thing and you're not all teaching it the same way. So everybody gets to learn a lot from everybody else's talk. Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun that way. Does that take care of you for now? Did you get what you need?
That's good. I have another question. I could either give it to you now or later.
Tell me what it is, and I'll see what I can do with it.
Okay, so someone else had asked as well about, so I'm also on a, shall we call it a sabbatical,
okay.
A lot of freedom for the next year. And so
okay.
I'm definitely interested in more than one topic. So I also would be interested
all
in
right.
knowing what that would look like. If it's on two topics.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah, I'm going there very soon. Very soon. All right,
awesome.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Rio. And Janelle, you had a follow-up question?
I did, and I think you're probably, based on what you just said, I think you're probably going to address it. Originally, I think I had said to you that I was interested in empowering women, but I believe I've made a mistake on my intention. I think I should go more toward empowering men. However, could you explain, based on the topics that we choose, what then in the coaching certification, what that means to whom we might be coaching? Is it men or is it women? Or does
it can
it
be either
depend?
For both theories.
Okay.
We have way more women customers than men, but that may change because we're allowing men to participate in our online curriculum. But you can choose. You can decline to coach somebody if you want to. Any individual, you can decline to coach, and you can also specialize. You can coach women. You can coach men. But either topic series applies to both.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I recommend doing the one that you are the most excited about spending a year on.
Got it.
Like, the idea of getting to learn and teach that makes you the happiest.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of work. That's... You want to be really excited about what you're learning.
Okay. And that answers my question. I got it together now.
Yay! Perfect. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. All right. And Tina, you had a follow-up question. And for the people who are new, who don't have their hand up, you can ask a question. I'm trying to accomplish what I promised for the people who are here at the beginning. But you can go ahead and raise your hand if you have a question, so I know and can try to fit it in. You would press 1. If you've read most or all of what's on the website and you have a question, press 2. If you haven't read most or all of what's on the website and have a question, it's fine either way. It just helps me to know what I'm interacting with. So I just have a little bit more to accomplish here with the questions I already took. And then if you're new to the call, come on later and you have a question, I can get to that. Tina, you had a follow-up.
Yes. You told us how to add professional coaching during the year that we're doing coaching certification. What about a couple of years later as, say, things have evolved and we wanted to add professional certification, you know, later?
Later.
What?
We haven't had anybody ask to do that yet.
Okay.
Since we started providing these licenses, we have, however, had people, when we used to do Mastering Leadership, we've had people literally years later say, I now want to start a business with what I was certified in, and so I want to pay for a license now, and we're like, cool. So... So we have there is a precedence for what you're asking. And
okay.
We just always really appreciate people's integrity that, okay, I'm now ready to make money with this. Can I upgrade to a license? Because we used to just train people to provide it as volunteers and licensing was an upgrade. Now we only train people to do it professionally because we like how much harder you work and how much better you get. What you have at stake is it really works for me and brings out the best in me. So you could do coaching and add professional later, and meanwhile, you would only have permission to coach our clients, not yours.
Okay, good. That's very clear. It sounds like you're saying, though, that sometime during the year, people get a lot more clear on what they're going to do and maybe upgrade sooner than they think they're going to.
Yeah, because what happens if you're doing the course the way that it's designed, what you're providing for people is astonishing. In some ways, you could call it addictive because it provides so much healing and hope and illumination and ability and empowerment. And it catches on, and people bring people and tell other people, and it's the possibilities multiply pretty quickly, and more quickly if you throw yourself into it, which is one of the reasons why we require when you come to the first weekend that you have already scheduled your first teaching opportunity, that you already know when it is and where it is and who it is. So because you go from student to teacher in 2 weeks.
Mm.
You learn a topic, and 2 weeks later you're teaching that topic. We don't mess around here. And because you learn the most by teaching. You start with learning the most by researching, which I'll talk about in a moment, but it's an extremely accelerated program in terms of going from learning, being a student, to being a teacher, being a provider. And because of that, and the way that the topics build on each other and get more and more interesting and rich and beautiful, that's what I think causes the possibilities to expand so quickly, and for people to see it and want it, and, well, would you come speak to our group? What do you mean you can only teach one-on-one? Can you just pretend the rest of us aren't there? So it can happen that way, unless you're like, no, I'm just a one-on-one person. Unless you have that boundary yourself, people will start pulling on you.
Yeah, I already have people telling me I have to teach this, and I'm like, I can't. I'm not certified yet. So yeah, I can see how that can happen pretty fast.
Yeah, it's great. Perfect. I love it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Once again, I'm putting the hands down in case a clarification question shows up for you guys. So I'm going to talk about researching, and then I'm going to talk about multiple topics. So one of our graduates from 2016 said last weekend that mastering certification was harder than a master's program. That is more difficult than her full-on master's program, and that's not uncommon. It's at least as difficult as a real master's program, but we require a very high degree of ownership. So what you're learning, you basically go out and prove it. You go validate it. You contradict it. You interact with it. You bring it into yourself and then have it come out of you sounding like you, referenced by you, owned by you, validated by you in your style. And which is one of the things I'm really proud of. Mastering certification produces one of a kind. You will be one of a kind. You will have no competitors. You will be the only person who can teach that material your way, with your background, your sense of humor, your way of communicating, your experience, anything that you combine it with, which we have people combine it with the most interesting things, you will be one of a kind. And we work very hard to make sure that you are. So anybody wants to kind of slack and ride on someone else's coattails and just regurgitate what I teach, First, I make it hard to do that because I don't teach it in a way that's organized to turn around and teach to somebody else. That's a whole other story. But the research is the beginning of the ownership. So in the first call or webinar, in the case of Heart of Partnership, you learn the topic. And then you go out and do this thing we call share. So share, you just say, can I share something with you that I learned and find out what you think about it? And you share what you just learned. So you're not taking accountability for being good at it. You're just sharing. Can I share something with you I just learned and see what you think about it? So you have a very low level of expectation you create in other people for your ability. And that's on purpose. And then as you find out what they think about it and think about it and think about it, you are keeping a journal. And you're required to interview 12 people, one of them being yourself. So you always start, after you learn the topic, with interviewing yourself. And then you interview 11 other people, and you turn in a journal that has quotes. We have templates for these journals, quotes and impressions and how that interview changed, how you saw the topic, and then a summary. And you turn in the journal, and the journal has to be passed. And if it isn't passed, you've got to fix it so that it's passed. And if it isn't passed, you have to fix it and pay to have it reviewed again. So the original tuition is based on having your journal passed and having your demonstrations passed on the first go. So if you don't pass either one, you have to pay to retake it, just like you would any thing, SATs or anything like that. So we teach you how to do research. You practice doing the research in the first weekend. We have coaches who are amazing at helping you get better and better at the research. Your trainers will help you get better and better at the research by letting you know, okay, I'm passing you this time, and next time you got to fix this. So we're not trying to not pass you. We really are trying to, while also causing you to be excellent. Well, you cause yourself to be excellent. We hold that standard, and we'll support you. And most people, some people take the research immediately as their favorite part. Some people struggle with it and don't follow up with it till later. But it ends up being extraordinary because it, not only by what you're learning and what you're contributing, but it will transform your relationship with the people that you research the topics with. And I know a woman whose son-in-law was researched for the whole year. And then he's like, so what are we working on next? And she's like, I'm done. I finished the program. Well, could we still, like, talk once a month? He loved the interaction. Her son-in-law, you know, it's awesome. So the researching is a really, 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 really special part of the program, and how long it takes to do it depends on, to complete your journal and your interviews, depends on how organized you are, how wordy you are, how much you get better at listening, how you can set boundaries, time management, and we teach you all this stuff in the first weekend, ways to set it up so that you're getting the most for the least amount of time and energy. You can do interviews with more than one person at a time. You can do them on the phone. You can do them in person. You can do it with perfect strangers. People will bring people to you to research. You can put it on Facebook that you want to research people, and people will hook you up with people. And they love the research because they get to learn what you just learned as part of the research. So that's how the research works. That's what it entails. Some people typewrite into their journal while they're doing the interview. Some people audio record the interview and then go back and type in. Some people hand take notes and go back and type in. But it is a journal. It is not a report. Which when people do that, then it takes 10 times as long. So we drill into you, do not take this and then make some kind of thesis out of that. That's not what it is. It's research. Okay, so if anybody has a follow-up to that, and now let me talk. Tanaya has her hand up. I'll find out how to say her name. But first I'm going to answer this. What is taking more than two, taking more than one looks like? So there's some efficiencies in taking more than one and some fun in taking more than one. And there's some things that you're just doubling down. So things that you can't put together, you have to do separate demonstration calls, which means that after doing your research, after teaching your people, you're now teaching a volunteer on the phone, being observed by your trainer. And you have to, there's all these things, and we set you up to let you know what it has to include. You have to have a visual aid. You have to have an impact on them. You have to be accurate. You have to quote your research. You have to tell a story, which we train you how to do. You have to express it from who you are. As you learn different skills in each weekend, the requirements increase. Those are requirements that set in pretty after the first weekend, early on, the ones I just told you. Then you have to turn in separate research journals. So you're certified separately. So your journals and your demos have to be separate. Listening to the calls and participating in the calls are separate. So instead of 3 hours, you have 6 hours. Or in the case of Heart of Partnership, it's 3 hours and 15 minutes because the first call is longer than when we do by webinar. So that you can't mush. You're doubling that time. The things you can combine to be more efficient is you can have someone that you're talking to and you can research one topic and then the other topic, but you don't have to make a new appointment or handle the logistics. So you can research your topics together and you can teach your topics together. So you can get a group of people together, and the first half hour is one topic, and the second half hour is the next topic. As you grow, you'll need like 45 minutes for one and 45 minutes for the other because you'll have more information and you'll be a better teacher. Doing research, doing teaching, you can combine. Research journals, demo calls, you can't combine. Participating in your topic calls, you can't combine. So it's if you're super efficient, it's 6 hours per topic per cycle. If you're not so efficient, you could spend 12 hours. If you want your doctorate in this, you could spend 15 hours a week on these things. So 6 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week, depends on how thorough you're going to be, how much you're going to be combining it with your existing profession. You have to teach a minimum of 10 people. The top teacher in this program completing right now was just under 2,000 people over the course of the year. So the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. Now, what's fun about two topics is they relate to each other. They relate to each other, and in some ways they beg for each other. So you're teaching about empowering women, and the women go, so what do the men do? And you have something to provide for them. Or you're teaching empowering women, and they're going, okay, so this is what normally happens. What makes it turn out better? Well, if you implement Heart of Partnership elements, if you implement partnership elements, then you can negotiate between a woman who's in hunting and gathering mode. So they all complement each other, which is kind of freaky given the way that it was created. I did not set out to do it. but we actually had, we've had two people doing all four topics at one time, and every cycle, all the first topics had a relationship with each other, all the second topics had a relationship with each other, all the third topics had a relationship to each other. That's just kind of how it works around me. So it's fun. The people doing two topics, it's fun. We've had people do three topics. We've had people do four topics. A woman did three topics this last year, and she had a hard time saying what her favorite topic was. She did say her partnership was the hardest one because it is advanced material, and it kicks your ass, and it's not instinctive. It's all victories of human spirit that you're teaching people how to have. And Mandy build muscle. And it goes with the other topics. Okay. So I think taking two is cool. I think three is intense, and you would spend most of your sabbatical on it. Farrah wasn't working this year, except for things she provided for her family. The woman who did four, the woman from Switzerland, did all four topics at the same time. She was that and a mom of a one-year-old, and her husband would come home from work. She'd hand him their son, and he wouldn't see her until after he was long gone to bed. So four is, holy moly, three is, that's what I'm spending my year on. Two, you could do it and go to the beach, practice yoga. You could do other things besides that. You could explore other things. So I personally think two is great. All right. So I'm going to check in here. Okay, first thing you have to do is tell me how to say your name. Anaya, Kenia, Kenya. How do you say your name?
Right. No. Listen, so I have to acknowledge you being one of the few people who get it right. It's Kanaya.
It's Kanaya. Wow.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
That almost never happens.
Wow. Well, I'm excited about that. And just before you tell me your question, Jewel and Vireo, if you have a follow-up question on the taking more than one topic, please raise your hand so that I know you have that. And what can I do for you?
Okay, so I apologize for being a little late, so I may have missed this. But the question is, in order to take on this certification, do we have to have completed all of your courses?
No, you don't.
Okay.
What you need to complete depends upon what you're signing up for in terms of a topic series. So professional and coaching doesn't change it. Your series does because of what you're learning. So, for example, everyone has to have taken the Queen's Code or Celebrating Men's Fasting and Women, the first workshop. All women have to take the Queen's Code for Life because you have to know how to take care of your well-being during this program. So everybody has to have done those two courses if you're a woman. Men have to do Hero's Challenge, so they'll take care of themselves. And then if you're doing the Empowering Women, you have to take the Queen's Code Challenge, otherwise known as Understanding Women course. If you're taking Heart of Partnership, you have to do the Dance of Partnership or Core Partnership, which means you have to have taken the Understanding Women course. So Heart is the most advanced of these series. Intentional Dating and Empowering Women, no, Intentional Dating and Empowering Men are the minimum of just two courses that you have to have taken. If you're taking Heart of Partnership, then you need to do Dance by the first weekend in May when I'm teaching in Atlanta. You don't actually have to have it done in April, but if you don't do the May one, then you'll have to switch out of that series or switch out of the program. Does that answer your question?
Okay. It does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And the crazy thing about it is that with the exception of Dance of Partnership, where we literally are dancing and so it's in person, you can do the Queen's Code for Life already online. And the premiere for the Queen's Code workshop online is next weekend, not this one, but the following one. And it comes out on demand on February 24th. So theoretically, someone could come to the first weekend of Mastering Certification, and that be the first time she was ever in person with us. Yeah, which is really exciting what it's opening up for people around the world, because it has historically, from the very beginning, it's been an international program. You know, Hong Kong, Australia, Europe, Mexico, South America. It's rare that we don't have a Canadian. All over the place. So, I'm stoked about it.
No, it's hype. I thoroughly enjoyed the Queen's Code. I have not done Queen's Code for Life. And this sounds awesome. Like, I had this on my calendar. So when it popped up, I'm like, oh, I wanted to know more. And what I'm going to stay in the car, but what I'm clear about right now is that given I'm in a year-long leadership program and I'm in ministerial school, right now I do not feel comfortable staying. I'm like, I'm clear about what this would take. And but it sounds awesome, and I think I'll revisit it maybe next year when I can move, you know, some things off my plate. Or when those other things are complete, and then I'll have some more room for. Yeah,
I think that's a wise choice. We start in April each year, so it gives you time to do the Queen's Code for Life and sort out other stuff, and yeah, it's an excellent choice. Thank you, Kanai. It was great to connect with you. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. It is the bottom of the hour. I'm going to check in with Vireo on our follow-up question, and then we're going to close out. So feel free to drop off if that's what you need or want to do. And it was great to connect with you. And just a reminder, the $500 early registration discount expires at midnight Pacific time tonight. So I encourage you to get in on that. It comes right after the deposit. So tomorrow the deposit is increased by $500. All right, Vireo, you had a follow-up on the doing multiple courses?
Yeah, I know it's somewhere on the website, but I can't seem to find it. My one question, I have two questions. One was, how much extra does it cost to do an additional topic? That was one question. And then my other question was, you did answer it, but you went so fast, I am not an auditory learner, and I didn't catch it. So I am interested in doing Empowering Men and Heart of Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I have, as you know, taken Core Partnership. I would not be able to take Dance of Partnership until the May weekend. Is that going to work?
It works, and you don't have to. Core qualifies. There might be a typo on the site. It's Dance or Core. So you're good.
Okay.
You're good with Core. I encourage you to take Dance. It'll make it even better, but you only have to have done Core. And the difference when you add an additional topic is that you're not charged the second time for the weekend. So it's right there on the website. I think the difference is $3,000. And let me see if since I know where it is, it's where you will find it, Vireo, is actually on the registration page. And the early registration, first topic, additional topics. So professional additional topic is $63.95, and coaching certification additional topic is 4145.
Okay. I realized I had one other question. You said...
Okay, tell me what it is and I'm going to see what you Yeah?
Okay. You said that there's information about the license on the website. I couldn't
yes.
find that. I'm just wondering if somebody
can
help me
to
navigate that at some point. Or okay.
Yeah. So what you do is you go, like you're interested in empowering men. So there's where they're all listed under coaching and professional certification. You click on empowering men, more about this series and its prerequisites. So you click again. And then under the description, you'll see at the bottom of where it says empowering men topics, conference calls, when they are, it says preview a sample of the empowering men professional certification license upon successful completion. You click on that link and you can read the actual license. So it's right above register now.
Okay, I'll try to navigate and see if I can find it.
You can. It's right above the register now one. When you go into Empowering Men, if you
okay.
find register now and then look right above it, you'll see preview, a sample. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks. You're welcome. All right. Jules, hopefully I can knock it out. I have people waiting for me. What can I do for you? Wait, it didn't give you the mic. Come on, dude.
You.
Oh. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you got me?
I do.
Okay. So the question that I have is there any necessity for me to make a decision about my add-on that, you know, in regards to the $500 discount? Can I take my time deciding what I want to add on, or should I pay for the additional now and then decide on which? I'm not there yet in terms of being clear on which one I want to add on.
Yeah, that's going to be tricky because, let me see, you're thinking about adding on empowering men or empowering women. I have kind of a question for you. Do you know it's empowering men or empowering women, or that's the problem?
I'm just waiting for more of an intuitive sense of what I'm more excited about spending
okay.
a year on.
Okay. And are you looking for professional or coaching certification?
It would be professional.
Okay. And then I'm just trying to find what happened. So for additional topics. Ah, you're lucking out. Gosh, we're smart. So for additional topics, there isn't a discount in it for the additional topic. So early
okay.
and regular registration is the same. So you have until March 8th, and it would be the same price for your earlier registration topic. Don't go after
awesome.
March 8th because then you have
okay.
a $250 late charge.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Thank you
and
so much.
And you're really welcome. I can tell you something, though. As of right now, if you're thinking you're going to go with empowering men, you're going to want to make up your mind sooner. Because
mm-hmm.
it is, it's filling faster.
Okay.
And if you wait just a moment, I actually can tell you how many spaces. So Empowering Men currently has 8 space is available. And there's a lot of registration happening today, and then Paxil Tour is this weekend.
Okay.
So it's filling faster. Well, Empowering Men has 8, Empowering Women has 9. So
okay.
just don't count on that you can wait until March 8th.
Got it.
I can't promise you there'll be a space all the way out there. So when you know, pull the trigger.
Okay, and one more very quick question. I would like to brainstorm with someone on some ideas and direction that I want to take the teaching. Would that be Melissa?
Melissa can help you with that. She's been involved since 2006 and has seen all these different things that people have done. She can definitely do that. And
awesome.
So she gave a high five. You can. She's on the call. She listens to every call, so she knows everything that I said. So she could definitely help with that one.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, I'm just going to open this up for everyone so we can say goodbye. Thank you so much for your interest, everyone. It was a pleasure to be with you.
You too, Allison.
Thank you, Allison.
Bye,
looking forward to
you're
it.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.